Music goes now.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to our continuing vigil on behalf of the preservation of democracy as that battle is being worked out in the United States. I've recently read so many words of praise for the outgoing president. They are sincere, but they are external and have to do with the satisfaction of personality objectives rather than the deeper objectives which bring in soul qualities. So we cannot be misled by those. The battle is going on every day. And we have to, as members of the new group of world servers and potential members, we have to use our esoteric methods to fight for soul values. We're not fighting against persons per se. We are working to hold back certain principles of evil, which will take all of humanity backwards. So we'll continue our discussions today, and as we did yesterday. To you.
Hello to everybody, and welcome. And yes, if you want to put your Video was on. You could do that. It's nice to see you.
Oh, Lily.
Hi. There is some echo at the moment on my end. I don't know. Is it coming to your end?
Let me just check that doors are closed. But okay. I'll be back.
But anyway, we are going to continue what we started yesterday. So we have been taking some quotations by DK, which are, they look like that they are some contradictory, and we need to study a little bit. But also because we try to keep some time limit and have this maybe like in 40, 45 minutes. And then we have the meditation. We have now about 10 slides. So what about if we just go on, and if you would be so kind and to read again. If you want to just lift your hand so that those who would like, okay, Joanna, great, I see you. And Yvonne, so let us start. Yeah, Yvonne, if you start this, let us just start to read.
Okay. See that you do battle. To those who are standing in the blaze of pain, and their numbers are legion, of agony, anxiety, and distress, seeing it on every hand and attempting to stand steady in the midst of it all, I say, that which appears is not always that which truly is. That which rends and disrupts the personality life is frequently the agent of release. If rightly apprehended, that which will emerge when the forces of light have penetrated the world darkness will demonstrate the nature of the undying human spirit. To all of you, I say, my love surrounds you, and the aura of the ashram, of which I am the center, stands like a great defending wall around you and around all who are battling for the right.
Thank you. So we will read the next slide. Or do you want to comment something, Michael?
I would say that this is such an important slide, such an important statement, that maybe we can have any responses that may come, and if not, we'll carry on with the next couple of slides. This, of course, was written in the midst of the Second World War. And he's basically asking us not to judge by appearances, and that frequently the pain that we pass through is actually granting us release in the long run. Maybe some of us have had that experience. Somehow I'm duplicating myself. Well, that's not a bad idea, but okay. I'm hearing an echo. So I'm hoping that that will subside. I'm recording. Okay, everything ought to be okay. So anyway, this is a word of encouragement, let's say. And he is the monadic center of the ashram. And he speaks of the love which goes out to all of his students and to humanity in general. I don't know where that second voice is coming from, but it's my own voice, and I wish I could be rid of it. But it will come in now and then, I'm sorry to say, it looks like it anyway. So if you have some thought about this, especially about the great defending wall also, what really is that? You know, how is that constructed? And I would say, I'll just leave that up in the air. So you can respond if you wish. Tuya, are you on mute? Because maybe.
Yes, I am unmuted.
Okay, so now, but what I mean to say is that maybe when I'm talking, I should.
Yeah, we would.
You
try
should be
that.
On mute, and when you're talking, I will go on mute. Okay, so do you have anything, friends, that you would like to comment with regard to this? And you would just unmute. You would unmute yourself if you do have something to say.
I was just going to say that when you read like a great defending wall, I immediately thought of the great invocation too, and how
the wall is built.
And that just reinforces that wonderful invocation and makes it even more real.
Yes, I certainly agree with that. And of what is this wall composed? This is the thing. What is the structure of this wall? What are the energies of this wall? How does it work? I mean, you know, he hasn't really spelled that out so much, but maybe we can have an idea of what it is. Any thoughts there?
Well, I am just thinking about what is said here. My love surrounds you, and the aura of the ashram of which I am the center stands like a great defending wall around you. So first of all, it is this love which is pouring from the Christ through all the other ashrams. So that is one defending wall. And I think that the work itself is a defending wall if one is working, and in that sense one is aligned with the plan.
And I would say the word aura is important here, because there's a radiation, like you were saying, basically a radiation of love, a radiation of light. And I would say, in the case of the hierarchy, a radiation of the will to good. These energies, outgoing, drive away the attacking energies. We just read about that last night, I think, that how the forces of darkness are warring militantly against the efforts of the aspirant. So, you know, we can't fall into the glamour that every, you know, little difficulty that befalls us is the result of the forces of obstruction, but sometimes it does happen. And we have to learn from them. So it's the radiation that we have of our aura of light and love and sacrificial will to good. This, if we can put those all together, form a great defending wall around many people who really cannot protect themselves otherwise. They don't know how. So we have to see to our own aura, don't we? Really. Are there other thoughts here?
Yes, Michael. I was going to say that I thought that the Great Defending Wall was constructed of goodwill, of light, of love, and that indeed that repels the dark forces. They can't penetrate that.
Yeah. That's for sure. Really, the saving force is triple, isn't it? And it's given to us in the great invocation. It's light, love, and power, a triple saving force. And when we, as disciples and members or potential members of the World Servers group, new group of World Servers, can combine those energies and stand together, then we are doing a great deal to offset the forces of obstruction. They want to stop the plan, basically. They want to delay the plan if they can't stop it. And the radiation of our cleansed aura is going to help a lot in driving back those efforts. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shall we move?
Okay, we can. Sure, we can.
Okay, what about Joanna? Would you be kind and read this?
Yes, ma'am. Sure. See that you battle. You can then, if you will, sense this loving protection. Each day, if you will, you can put yourself in rapport with your master. We are not blind or uncaring. We know, however, that there are worse evils than death and pain. We know that this is the hour of humanity's greatest opportunity, and that if men can pass triumphantly through this and by the strength of their own souls, surmount this very present evil.
Yeah, it's actually continuous.
Then the evolution of humanity will be hastened beyond all that was believed possible. It will constitute a release, self-achieved and self-initiated. This means as much in the life of mankind as it means in the life of the individual disciple. That chance and that opportunity must be taken from man.
But must not be taken.
Oh, must not be taken. Thank you, Michael. Must not be taken from man. The gained spiritual and eternal values are of far greater importance than his temporary agony.
And of course, here we are talking very strenuous situations when we are talking about the war. So that we have to distinguish then, like when it is normal time and normal challenges, and then when this war was so horrible because the cosmic evil was knocking behind the doors. So that's why when we think about how the masters are acting, they are certainly, when we have the normal time, and we should be advancing and making our lives the way humanity is doing. But then when we have the time of the war, like then, and it was so crucial point, DK talks about that it was very near that the hierarchy didn't withdraw in inner planes again, like in Atlantean times. So that was very, very dangerous time for humanity. And that's why also the way the battle is meant here is about that when we have to actually distinguish what kind of danger it is. And of course, it is difficult for us humans because we cannot see above. And when something is very close, it is even harder to see then. But we have to look the signs. We have to look how the masses are functioning, how the leaders are functioning. What do they emphasize? If it is against the freedom, we can say if it is against these four freedoms, for instance, if it is emphasizing separatistic ideas, if it is against humanity, all of that is from the counterforce. But then little mistakes, what we humans are doing, we have to look that everyone, we are doing those mistakes. So and have a little bit longer view into the life that to follow in the longer terms that what is really the direction of things.
You know, I think we cannot assume that those same forces, which really are the forces of cosmic evil, are not present now, because as Master DK said, the door was left ajar. And what that means is it was left, you know, slightly open, and it was not really sealed away. I mean, these forces were not driven back onto the astral plane entirely. and they could emerge in the ethers and on the physical plane again. So I do believe that we're dealing with the same forces, but because they have been driven back once and in a very powerful and unconditional manner. Remember, DK insisted on the unconditional surrender of the Japanese forces and of the German forces. The partisans took care of it in Italy, but the unconditional surrender was required on his part. At least that's how he stated it. So these very same forces are attempting to gain again a foothold, and it begins in a manner that you might not think would develop into such a thing, but it could. And so we have to be especially vigilant during this period of time when the era of the forerunners is ending. We have about 4.5 years. Maybe, Tuya, we can go back to the slide right before that. Is that possible? Okay. So let's, by the way, let's see, some people have written what they want to, one of our members writes about this incredible insanity that we call QAnon, as this Q is some kind of like Wizard of Oz, whatever he is, and he's giving instructions to his followers, and they are the most bizarre and I would say grotesque theories that you could possibly imagine. And the people, without discrimination, they're eating it up, you know, and that's millions of people, or at least hundreds of thousands, but I would say millions, actually. So we're psychologically, now, let's see here, Jesse is saying, seems that we are currently in a World War III that is a war based on destroying the truth through media, via lies, gossip, and misinformation, you know, the so-called post-truth era. Worst case, like QAnon, yeah. So, in fact, we are living in a time when the law is withering. You know, the statement from the Bhagavad Gita, wherever there is a withering of the law and the uprising of lawlessness on all sides, then I manifest myself from age to age for the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of such as do evil. And there's something more in it. It's quoted several times in the Tibetan book. Yes, so it's an extension on a psychological level so far of the Great War, a kind of World War III fought out psychologically. Okay, anybody want to say anything about this See That You Battle section? About opportunity, do we see that? Yes, we see that.
Yes, that is what DK is constantly saying, and we have to relate that, or I am relating that. I am not quite sure, does he say that way, but about the time of the forerunner. And yeah. I'm just all the time thinking about what happened to John the Baptist. So that towards him started to be also the forces. So when we think about that, this is the time of the forerunner, and we are supposed to work as a group, preparing the way very strongly, and in that sense, standing in humanity as the members of humanity, and express our choice. And are we enough powerful that we can support all of those by our work, all of those who are on the edge of becoming disciples, or those who are moving towards aspirantship? That is the question, what we have to question and try to see. I think we have huge amount of people who are turning towards the light. So at the same time, then the counterforce has to come and it will challenge us. And what Jesse was saying about this, what we see in the press, that how it has been sneaking in this kind of counter truth that people do not even know and cannot see what is said to them. So all this delusion around us, it has to be, and it must become thicker. So I think so, when we think that this time is going to end. So I was just years ago thinking that what kinds of things are going to be manifested, because it must. Right. And it is still only, but still 4 years. So
and continuing with Saturn for 700 something years or even more now, as the planet of opportunity, bringing considerable difficulty on the front end of the Aquarian age. I know Francis wanted to say something here, to make a comment. Francis, why don't you go ahead if I'm correct on that?
Thank you. Yes, I just unmuted myself. I've been wondering what the shadow is obscuring in the 71 million people who thought it made sense to vote. Yes, some are the extreme right, the QAnons. Many are, you know, young souls that are, or new souls that are just not aware of the importance of democracy. But there are a whole bunch of very reasonable people who I think have been silenced, and we really need to do some peace or justice and reconciliation to find out what it is. I think the reason they're hidden from us is due to shame. When people feel ashamed, they don't have any maneuverability. If they're embarrassed about their vote, sure, they may be open to changing their mind. But when shame is present, it silences. So I look to see what is it that we have missed in their need or their view. And there are some very reasonable people. I live in a very small rural town. And so I notice more maybe than I did when I lived in a big city, what they are saying, what they might need. And the some of the views I will never be able to agree with, you know, capital punishment and so on. But there are some of their values that I think a peace and reconciliation or some sort of, like Tuya was saying, we need to relearn the art of debate. Mm-hmm. So we need to open a dialogue and really listen to where we can come to some agreement so that they're not voting again in 2022 or 2024 that's in a way that's not in their best interest, much less not in ours. Thank you.
Yeah, that's important points. Fear is a great regimenting factor. And, you know, there is the idealistic America of old. There is a view that they've been brought up with about what America should be, and they thought it was. And a whole new idea of globalism has come in, and it seems to threaten that view. There's more and more insecurity. It's ideological insecurity, and it is economic insecurity. And now, of course, we have a pandemic which is out of control, so you don't know whether you're going to live or die. And you know, the best experts say that January will be horrible, unlike anything that the United States has ever experienced. So I think I was just reading actually today about the contrast between the sixth ray and the seventh, and how it is that there are many people, they may not be sixth ray souls or whatever, but they're hearkening back to a more secure sixth ray vision of America, and others who are more progressive and moving in under the seventh ray, whether or not the seventh ray is their major ray. So there has to be enough hope and vision in the educational process to help people see a greater potential ahead than simply the fear factor, which is holding so many in place and even inclining them to be retrogressive. In a way, there's nothing wrong with what you might call conservatism, as long as the right values are being conserved. But there is something wrong with a radical retreat from future possibilities because of fear. And that's where we as educators and listeners too, I think you were suggesting that, have to come into the picture. We have to listen and not just, you know, preach, let's put it like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So I want to just refer to one thing. I don't know, have you heard, Francis? I have been in few of our programs told about the, I saw a documentary of Nazi German. And yeah, and it was telling about the youth. So these people were now old, retired people. And what they told about when Hitler had died, and they told that it was like in one day, everything changed. And they were just wondering what had come over them. And they were exactly saying in these words that we were just wondering what came over us. And we know that cosmic evil was then affecting German nation. So, and that is when I'm looking what is happening and wondering that these wise people, it looks for me like there is another force. But I don't want to emphasize anything glamorous in that sense and saying it is it, but they are just my thought. Because for me, when I'm looking, it's like that it does not make sense. That there is so obvious things and that it is not making sense what is happening. So that's why it makes me just wonder and wonder, are there now again, and like Michael was saying in the beginning, that if that kind of forces are there ready to act.
I believe, you know, that's exactly correct. There is an occult hypnotic power being thrown over millions who cannot discriminate yet between soul values and personal values. This is how they work. And by the way, what was it? I think Jesse put down 71 million voters for the Martian Red, but there are actually 73 million, something like that.
Yes,
almost 74 million. Yeah. So this is a huge undertaking by the counterforce to magnetically hypnotize half the population of the United States. And after that goes on, it can be, you know, the world. So basically, again, World War III, some kind of competition of an intense kind between the dweller, humanity's dweller on the threshold, and the angel of the presence. This is really happening, and it has to be fought out on a psychological and spiritual level. And for that kind of battle, people like ourselves have to take at least some responsibility, because we know something. And with what we know, we have to work. It's not going to be easy, the first part of the Aquarian age. Saturn in Aquarius is a rough position. It's a rulership position, and it is ruling the first decanate, actually the first decanate. Some many people will enter via Venus, but in general, it's the Saturn difficulty that will characterize the beginning of the Aquarian age. So we've been trained for this. We've been trained to substitute the good for the obvious evil. And we have to continue, you know, work with continuity on that. At least, you know, we'll see what happens with the inauguration, but many more dirty tricks will be tried, I'm sure. Okay.
Yes, we have to be, of course, very careful about that, that we are not we have to study, we have to observe. But not to try to just say as truth that is that now over that 74 million water. Well,
it's a big number, of course. It is,
but I mean that because we cannot be sure. But there are so many things that let us be very alert and vigilant, and trying to see what is happening. But that is also what DK. Is warning that we are not making this the veil of separation even stronger if we are just naming.
Yeah, that these are the bad, these are the good, you know.
Yeah.
He tells us that if the disciples should actually get into power, it would produce an even greater cleavage than already exists, and that is not what is desired by hierarchy. So this whole idea of listening, of understanding, of putting yourself in the position of the person who's speaking instead of coming back immediately with your so-called better opinion. Mm-hmm. There are ways to speak to your interlocutor. Let's go on to number three. What does it say? See that you battle, and let's see if there's anything here.
Right, I think we will.
We don't have too long today. We don't have too long, and we will continue the process. But anyway, DK is basically telling us, look, you're suffering. We know it. And in our so-called safe retreats, we experience agony along with your suffering. You know, because it's an exquisite spiritual agony, he says. Now, you are experiencing the outer agony, and we are with you, and to preserve the spiritual values, the eternal values, in the long run is a preservation of greater importance than the suffering. There will be a great deal of suffering, especially for the country called the United States, which stands out in its handling of the universal pandemic as possibly the worst example of mismanagement. You know, maybe three or four times more deaths than any other particular country, and getting worse, so that even Dr. Fauci, you know, he's the guide here, he's sounding much more urgent than he normally does. He always tries to keep a balance, but now he is sounding very urgent. So our work is before us. And to support with blessing these people who are on the line, sacrificing their lives to care for the thousands, the thousands every day who are contracting the disease, and the more than 2,000 or 3,000 that are dying every day. You know, if you really stop and sit with those numbers, this is a tremendous thing. I do believe that in the long run, it may well outstrip the so-called Spanish flu of 100 years ago, where 50 million people in the world died of this disease.
Mm-hmm. Heike is saying some of the conspiracy theory groups use mass and group meditations. That's true. There are those groups who are really using we can even think about black magic to try to, if it's like we try to work with the white magic, and there are those who are consciously using the magic as well. And of course it is as it has to be. That is about it now. But it has been for ages, of course. There have been always those groups. But at the moment, it is even more more so.
Well, you know, Master Moria said this. He said, behind the light gray ones are the darker gray ones. And behind the darker gray are those who are verging on the dark gray. And behind them are the ones that are truly in the Black Lodge, in the sense that we use that term. So that on the inner planes, there are these very powerful magicians, and they are subtle, and they are brilliant, and they have carried the concrete mind knowledge to levels that we can barely conceive. So we have to know what we're up against.
So that's why we took that the protection from the clamor work, because we have been now working for a while, and the way and our intention, how we are intending to work, is also awakening those on the other side who has ears and eyes to see. So that's why when we do that protection, so let us be very aware of that, that this is meant for us to protect the whole group.
Is there another thing on this battle in the...
No, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the slides, and I'm just thinking now we have been gone already 40 minutes. So shall we end to this statement, or shall we still... I'm just afraid that because those things what I have here, both of them have four slides.
Yeah. Well, we'll just continue along these lines, trying to understand with some of the best references that DK is giving us. I mean, you know, we see the main theme right here in the middle of this slide: the battle for democracy, it's either of or for, will be fought out in the United States. This is happening right now. And it is the hierarchical form of government. And we have to, of course, there's nothing perfect. What we call our democracy, or any democracy as found in the world today, is very imperfect. But like Churchill said humorously, you know, it's the worst, except for all the others. So he had that biting wit, which focused for us the true value of democracy, as imperfect as it may be. After all, we all together carry the spiritual will. Every one of us has a little piece of the spiritual will. And unless everyone is allowed to express this will, you know, of course, when aligned and when not malevolent, it wouldn't be spiritual will if it was malevolent. But all people of goodwill expressing spiritual will, this is what will bring the greater will forth into expression. We have to really work so that people have their say. And freedom of speech is a really big part of that, and freedom of thought. There's a German old song from the 19th century, Die Gedanken sind frei. It means the thoughts are free, you know, and it's been translated into English and so forth. My rights they may deny, but die Gedanken sind frei, the thoughts are free. And there is a way that very powerful malevolent magical types even work against freedom of thought. So, but for most people, thought can be free if we free the concrete mind barriers against free thought. And that's, again, the job of esotericists connected with the Great White Lodge. So it's an ongoing issue, and I don't suspect that we will be in any position to release our attention just when the inauguration occurs. This is going to be a battle. And by later way, we'll talk about that battle, what kind of battle it can be. Yeah, dear, go ahead.
Michael, Karen, you have your hand up, so please just unmute yourself.
Yes, do you have time? It was a comment I wanted to make about anger. One of the things that I've noticed is both the people on the left and the people on the right have in common is their anger at government. For different reasons, perhaps some the same. It's not meeting their needs, and I don't think really that people in general understand the role of government. What is the role of government, and what is its purpose? You know, I think that if we could really come as a group of Americans, come together in some way. To really look at what are our common values, what do we all value, would be so very helpful if we could do that, and if our leadership could bring that about too.
Absolutely.
You're very right. It's a tall order, of course. DK said he wondered if a group could not be pulled together that would take Shambhala as its theme. And I've thought about this quite a bit because there are, you know, 720 or 30 references to Shambhala in the books. And it seems to me that a great deal to evoke the spiritual will would be accomplished by that kind of deeply esoteric work. That doesn't mean that that's suitable for everybody, okay? But because you're talking about something that reaches a lot of people. But from the point of view of the esotericists who have gone quite deeply into the matter, that might be an important project. So Tuya and I are thinking about that kind of thing, how that might work out. And you're giving us a deeper sense of what the will to good really is. And it would have an effect, of course, on the inner planes and then working out, it would. So I agree, Tuya, we should, pardon me, go ahead, please.
No. Please end your sentence.
Well, I was simply going to say that we could then go into the little recollection, meditation, whatever, yeah. And then we'll keep going, you know, as we are dealing with these subjects. We don't have to cover a whole lot of sentences and paragraphs. We just need to extract from them something of real value.
But still commenting to Karen, it is very important that we define our terms, and that is about how the thinking process is advanced. So in average humanity, all of that what role we are playing in the society, in our own country, would be important to reflect what is actually government. It normally we are taking the opposition role and we just criticize, but when we start to understand about that it is governments are needed for dealing and directing things and preparing the laws for the country, so then it starts to be totally different thing. And also that how we are rehearsing to work together, I think government on the state level is one of the best places to rehearse, to work together. So we can continue meditating that. And also it's very important for the workers of light always guard and bless the government. Even though it is from our point of view bad, but we have to try to invoke the best from all of them. If there is a group of not advanced souls, we have to still try to bring forth the best out of them. But if we continue the criticism, it's going to just emphasize more and more these lower ways of acting. And we just have everywhere work to do that we will find the best way to go out through this crisis. So if there is not any last comment, Karen, you have still your, okay.
Well, I've just noticed that in doing the esoteric UN, going through the models of various countries, the underlying theme of so many of them is freedom. That's and I'm right. thinking of freedom as a precursor to peace. And what is freedom? You know, what is freedom? That is another good question. You know, I was reading about the doctrine of discovery, you know, which I think is one of the core issues about, you know, in the United States over race, you know, the issue of race. It's a very core issue that I really don't think is quite well understood.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you have to write something.
Well, I'm kind of investigating it now because I just was reading it in this book and I thought, how can I not know this? How can I possibly not know this? It's a core thing. I mean, I understand what it says, but it's like, it's the basis of the, in you know, this racial issue is not just American. It's
exactly.
It comes from this doctrine of discovery.
Yeah. Right.
You know, just to very Walter, thank you, Karen. Walter has written something here which is a sobering thought. So he said, indeed, some people voted blue and others voted red. However, in the 2020 U.S. presidential election, although it set records for voting, it's still the case that the largest group was eligible voters who did not vote at all. If quote, did not vote were a candidate, it would have won the majority of states and got more electoral votes than Biden and Trump. So the responsibility to exercise one's will on behalf of the good, you know, and get oneself to the polling place or by mail or by whatever means, is something that is not fully appreciated. And the reason for it. I've dealt with two people this voting season. One, to my shock, had never voted in his whole life. And the other, to my pleasure, I guess, or at least relief, voted for the first time in his life. And there's so many people that are simply neglecting their duty along these lines.
Okay. Yeah, that is a problem, how the country would be united or people would be united and to start to really think what it means to be a member of the or citizen of the country.
And of the world, finally.
Yes, spiritual in the world,
citizen
finally.
Of the world, yeah. You know? Yeah. So, well, that's part of our educational work. Okay.
Don't know how many millions are from these numbers children. I mean that the majority who didn't vote, how many of them are children, and what the numbers then would be?
And they're eligible voters.
Yeah,
it's eligible voters, not children.
Oh. So, but Walter, Walter will know. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, there's.
Well, we will wonder tomorrow again.
Okay. All right. 330 million people in the U.S. You know, so if you put it all together, you get 150 million, 153 million, who voted. So that's leaving more than half, including children who did not vote, but of that half, you know, there's going to be still a greater number under the title did not vote who were eligible. And this is just almost, you know, it's like a crime against the will. Yeah. Many children would have voted blue, and that's our hope. Yeah, Alana, yeah, that's our hope. Well, blue is, when it comes to the U.S., when it comes to the planet, and when it comes to the solar system, I love all colors, but blue is where it's at. Indigo blue is where it's at. So...
yeah, and there is a one thing what we human beings have to learn also, that because there is nothing which is in its final states or in its perfection, we have to learn that everyone will have a role to play somewhere. We cannot be everyone at the same time, so we have our terms. So to learn to support really the soul of the whomever is about that when the karma has been functioning, that let us think that way, that there is not so big crime that it was stolen, but when the karma has functioned, and even though that someone is not for us that we would have wanted, but still we have to always try to support so that the good could come out and these unseen ways could work behind the scenes. And we will talk about this idea also other time. It needs a little bit thinking what I was saying. But anyway, I think that we will go now into meditation.
Excuse me, by the way, Walter's put in the box for everybody this map that shows the red, the blue, and then the did not vote group. So it may be interesting visually to see that. Okay,
everybody can get that. Thank you, Walter. So let us go now into meditation. And thank you for everybody for your comments. And you can also close your videos if you are so kind. We have been ending into the vision that not closing our sacred circle, but we have been leaving that functioning throughout the time. So let us now go back into that vision that we are standing around the covenantal triangle. And let us align with our soul. And we will make triangle between our soul, mind, and brain, so that there is a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower. We align with our solar angel. And with the solar angel of the United States. Trying to learn this mystery. What is that? What is linking us with that great entity?
and the Dharma of the soul of United States, I light the way. We are consciously working for the Christ. We align with his mission, bringing heaven to earth. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya. Be with us. Let us welcome his presence. Let us now perform the cross of divinity, protecting us and the group. And we will make a cross from forehead to heart, from left eye to right eye. While we are saying these affirmations, forehead, as a soul, I work in the light. Heart, and darkness cannot touch me. Left eye. I take my stand within the light. Right eye. I work, and from that point I never move. Visualize this cross of divinity shining forth in front of you and in front the group. Again, we perform Abhaya Fearlessness Mudra. Line with a triangle of the United States, which are emphasizing these three important centers: New York, the throat center; Los Angeles, the heart center; and Washington, the head center. And really sense this triangle, how the energies, higher energies, are work through this triangle. Mm-hmm. And we are now having an experimental work of protection, aligning with the soul sign of the United States, which is Aquarius. And the seventh ray, which is related to the new coming age. And let us try to build this very carefully so that it becomes real. And this form of protection is coming from the white magic. It says occult attacks and occult powers warring militantly against the aspirant will occur. And we can think also the country as aspirant. They may make their power felt in one or other of the vehicles. And I think that this astral vehicle particularly is very disturbed at the moment. And in rare cases where the aspirant is important enough on all at once, sometimes they will be attacked directed against the individual worker, sometimes against groups or workers. We endeavor to quiet still more our astral nature and to steady our minds even deeper. And we visualize ourselves, the group, the personality of the group. Then our unified soul. And Master R, the region for Europe and America. Create a triangle in your mind. So the personality of the group, the united soul of the group, and Master R. And see Master R on the apex of the triangle. And now let us call a stream of pure white light. And visualizing it pouring through the lower vehicles of the group, and which will cleanse away all that hinders. Visualize that this light has done its work. Now we link ourselves even further up with the Lords or Masters, with the Brotherhood for which we are working. and we find this silent place within. We visualize masters on whom we know. We raise our vibrations even higher still. We connect up, and if possible, with the Chohans. And now with the Manu, according to the line of politics with which we are now working and along with which the attack may come. Then pouring through this linking chain and through all the vehicles, a stream of violet light. And that is pouring through this triangle into United States, and coloring the whole aura with violet light. Visualize very beautiful violet, full of light, all the states colored by this violet color. Reflect at the same time how we are standing together, having this Abhaya mudra and chasing away all the fears. And maybe all our American disciples just use your own states and the government and use this Abhaya mudra and the violet color chasing away all fears. Transmuting all negative forces. And now we will call the forces of light the Archangel Michael and his forces of protection and his saving forces. Connect yourself with the Christ. The light what he is bringing. Visualizing the Christ above the covenantal triangle. An archangel, the protector of the Christ. Are standing around the covenantal triangle. We call the soul of United States. And visualize through the heart of the Christ, pouring the blue indigo ray. Through these three points of the triangle. Let us have 1 minute of complete silence. Visualize this indigo blue ray pouring through these three points of covenantal triangle and into the aura of the United States and coloring it in the end in complete beautiful indigo blue. The funnel of invocation has been created. We remind ourselves what D.K. said. There are no limitations when true esoteric work is undertaken. To this end, I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lord of Liberation. Let us say together, let the Lord of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, Almighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with masked intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, Almighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, Almighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid is of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, Almighty One, and plant these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. And we continue our work of protection. We again see the Christ standing in the center of the triangle. And we create before us, in our creative imagination, a wheel of fire with seven spokes of love. See yourself and the inner working group standing in the center at the hub of the wheel, which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love from the sacred heart of the Christ. Visualize yourself and the group as if we were that hub. from that central position, send out seven streams of living fire, radiating upon the triangle. The covenantal triangle is protected by this living wheel of fire with its seven streams of love. Wheel is spinning the protective energies. Into all the states of America. The clarion is heard. We are standing for the law, for establishing the victory of good law. Bring illumination through the evocation of the wheel. Bring imagination through the evocation of love. Bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence.
Let our lives be timeless gratitude and mighty joy. Let our heart be great peace and Holy Spirit. Let our name be Amen.
Let our lives be timeless gratitude and mighty joy. Let our hearts be great peace.
We end our meditation again stating, may thy will be done, not ours. And we can release our mudra. But again, we will stay in that position and be on guard. Thank you.
Hide me here.
O one and only, you are our sole refuge, light of our hearts, the source of true love. Amen.